קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב' איגרת ה'.
Preparation passage from the writings of Rabash. You should multiply love of friends, and it is impossible to achieve perpetual love but through adhesion, which means that you will unite with a brave bond. And that can happen only if you try to strip off the garment in which the inner soul is placed. And that garment is called self-love. And only that garment is what separates two points. However, when you take a straight line from the two points, they become two lines that deny each other, and they come to a middle line which includes both lines together. And when you will feel that you are in the middle of a war, then everyone will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend, because without him, his own strength will be weakened as well. So when you understand that you have to save your life, then everyone forgets about the body that he has to take care of. Rather, they are both tied in one opinion, which is how to take advantage of the enemy.
We see that here as well, everything takes place through the war. You cannot come to adhesion, which is constant love, but through that in which you try to exit from that clothing, the evil inclination, where the soul is. And exiting from there can only be, meaning from the clothing of self-love to the clothing of love of others, to the reflected light, the masach, the screen, and the or chozer, the reflected light. That's what we need. And when we begin searching for how to do that, then we start feeling that it all truly depends on the relationships with others, that these things are so despicable in our world with the laws and people protecting their own individual selves and property and democracy, and then we start seeing a little bit more the truth through the influence of the surrounding light, then we see that precisely in the connection with others, there we realize the whole purpose of creation, where the others or the friend or the creator are the same. There's no difference. And precisely when a person wants to rise from himself and come to the Creator, then he realizes he's needy for the help of his friend. That until all the friends come to me and help me in the measure to which I dedicate myself to them, then I'll not be able to do it. Here there's a mutual action where we are dependent on each other. As much as a person dedicates himself, then they can help him. And then, when they come to help him, so then he stops thinking about himself to that same extent. He elevates above himself, above his forces. But how can they come to help him? When he lowers himself before them. So then in such a way, he necessitates them to care for him. So everything here depends on the work of man individually in relation to the environment. If he lowers himself, if he is ready to adhere to them, that's the environment, the teacher, the study, dissemination, meaning everything which, all in all, is called means for attaining the goal. If he lowers himself and adheres himself to it like a baby towards its mother, the smaller he can make himself, so that's better for the application of spirituality. Because as much as he makes himself a zero in thought and action, so in that he really brings himself closer to adhesion with a group, and then he forces them, meaning he starts getting from the internality of the group. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's the group of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he starts getting from it the correct influence. And then when he nullifies his self-love and he can exit the shell, the klipa, from the evil inclination, and then he starts spiritual work. That's it.